This is WQBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. After being closed for nearly 4 months, gyms, yoga studios, and other fitness centers in most parts of the state can reopen today. The reopening has been pushed back by 1 week in the cities of Boston and Somerville to give them more time to prepare. WQBUR's Adrian Ma reports, when the first customers show up to work out, the experience will be anything but routine.
A few months ago, if you walked into a boot camp class at the Fit Pit in Hyde Park, the first thing that'd hit you is the music.
Here we go! Let's go!
Inside, you'd see a few dozen sweaty people huffing on machines, heaving weights, pulling on giant ropes, and running in circuits around the room. In short, controlled chaos. But for the past few months, the gym has been quiet. Owner Andre Thomas closed the facility in mid-March as part of the state's coronavirus response.
And so now that we have the opportunity to reopen, you know, there's a level of excitement, but at the same time, because all the questions haven't been answered around COVID, there's definitely a level of apprehension.
Because of that, Thomas says things are going to work differently for a while. When clients walk in the door next week, they'll have to sanitize their shoes, wash their hands, and get their temperature checked. And those crazy boot camp classes, they'll be way smaller, only about a third of the usual size.
And we're not going to be moving around like we did before. Everybody's going to have a specific spot in the gym where they're working out. They're going to get the equipment that's assigned to them.
Not ideal, but many gym owners are just relieved to be able to accept any customers.
Well, we've had zero revenue. When the order came for us to close, we froze everybody's membership automatically.
Rob Shapiro is founder of Bodyscapes Fitness, which has 4 locations in Greater Boston. Starting Monday, customers at 3 of those locations will be allowed back, but they'll have to book an appointment. And for now, Shapiro says he won't be requiring people to wear masks while they exercise. But he says that could change.
We're going to see. We're going to find out. If we get pushback, and everybody is saying, I'm not going in there unless everybody's wearing a mask. Guess what? Everybody's wearing a mask.
The state has put out some guidance on this, but it's a little confusing. On the one hand, it says all staff and visitors must wear face coverings unless a medical condition makes it unsafe. On the other hand, it says if customers cannot wear a face mask during strenuous activity, they should be at least 14 feet apart from each other. In any case, there are some sports where you can't really social distance, especially if that sport involves putting, say, your foot or your fist in someone else's face.
And that is something that I think all of us in the martial arts community are really bummed out about.
Allie Fuller heads up Level Ground Mixed Martial Arts in Dorchester. She's preparing to reopen, though isn't exactly sure when that'll happen.
With sparring and kickboxing or rolling in Brazilian jiu-jitsu, it is literally impossible to do those things 14 or 6 feet apart.
That means heads-up sparring is out.
All of us are going to have to rethink the very nature of the classes that we provide.
Fuller says she'd rather be cautious than risk her students getting sick. And if they feel the need to hit something, they still got the punching bags. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Adrian Ma.